Started out, this was the only band I had. I think like this. Well, like I tried to explain around New England many times before, I ain't no drinking man. No! It seems to get me highly irregular, and I swore that I would never do it again. But I promised my brother-in-law that I'd watch his still while he went up into the North Main woods to catch some fish. It was right up there on Mount Katahdin like he said it would be. But friends, let me tell you what, it wasn't no ordinary still. It stood up on that mountain like a huge golden opal. And God's yellow moon was shining on the cool, clear evening. And God's little lanterns was twinkling on and off above these gray clouds. And like I tried to explain before, I ain't no drinking man. But it was the last day of the East Coast tour. And there was a storm coming. And I was playing for 22,000 of my closest friends. I took a slide. Woo! That yellow whiskey running down my throat tasted like honeydew vine water. I took another slash. Took another and another and another, and before I know it, I had downed one whole jug of that shit and commenced to get hot flashes. Goose pimples was running up and down my body. It was like I was in love or in a yoga class or something like that. In love for the first time. Remember that? With anything that moved. Animate, inanimate, cone head, no cone, parrot head, no parrot, it didn't matter. It was like there's this great neon sign flashing up on my brain saying, Jimmy Buffett, there's a great day a-coming, 'cause I was drunk. I wasn't slip-sliding, knee-crawling, missing church on Sunday and commode-hugging drunk. I wasn't even sleeping in the parking lot of Great Woods kind of drunk. I was God's own drunk and a fearless man. And that's when I first saw the bear. He was a Kodiak looking fella. He was claiming he was vacationing over on Cape Cod. I didn't believe him, but he was about 19 feet tall, rambled up over the hill, expecting me to do one of two things, flip or fly. I didn't do either one. It hung him up. He started sniffing around my body, trying to smell fear. But I'm God's own drunk and a fearless man. Hung him up. He looked me right in my eyes. My eyes was a lot redder than his was. He started to get scared. I started to get braver. There's a lot of courage in an empty bottle. I said, Mr. Bear, I love every hair on your 27-acre body. And I know you've got a lot of friends over there on the other side of the hill. A rare bear, tall bear, Freddy Bear, Kelly Bear, Smelly the Bear, Smokey the Bear, Pokey the Bear. I don't care, Bear. Tell them all I'm feeling right. You tell them I'm God's own drunk and a fearless man. And I do love each and every one of them like a brother and a sister. But if they give me any trouble tonight, I'm gonna run every goddamn one of them right off the hill. That's what I told him. He took a step back. He didn't know what to say. Neither did I, but being Catholic and cautious, I approached him again. I said, Mr. Barry, you know, in the eyes of the Lord, we're both beasts when it comes right down to it. So I just want you to be my buddy. Buddy Bear. So I took old Buddy Bear by his island-sized paw, led him over to that still. He's sniffing around it because he's smelling something good. I gave him one of them jugs of honeydew vine water. He downed it upright. Looked like one of them bears on Dancing with the Stars. Dancing around like he didn't know what he was doing. Before you knew it, he commenced to doing the bear dance. Two sniffs, a snort, a fly turn, and a pirouette. So simple like the jitterbug, it plumb evaded me. And we worked ourselves into a tumultuous uproar. And I was awful tired, went over to the hillside, laid down, slept for 4 hours, and dreamt me some tremulous dreams. And when I woke up, there was God's yellow moon shining on the cool, clear evening. God's little lanterns twinkling on and off in the tropical storm. And God's little children with foul weather gear all over them, dancing in the mud. And my buddy the bear was missing. You want to know something else, friends and neighbors? So was that still. Thank you, Lord Buckley. I'm going to change my batteries and get a little of God's own juice right now. Mr. Mac McAnally is going to entertain you and give you a little editorial opinion right now. I'll be right back.
I'd like to take this opportunity when Mr. Buffett's gone from the stage for 3.5 minutes and you don't really have time to go to the bathroom to tell you something I think. I got a little song about how many people in the world don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. There's quite a few. Most of them got their own television show, but not many of them are here this evening. We're going to sing this song on their behalf.